This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. Over the span of decades, Tammy Holland was a personality and presence folks came to know through just about all forms of media, including her most recent show, This Week with Tammy Holland. In that podcast, Tammy interviewed national celebrities, local business owners, and those dear to her, and made listeners feel like they were part of conversations, not outside them. That includes her exchanges with people like comedian Guy Tori.
And yeah. You look great, too.
You know, a little something, a little MAC Press Powder Studio Fix 55.
Oh, that's not your real that's not your real complexion.
It is. But, you know, I got some uneven tones. I look like the Obama poster.
Okay. No, you do not. Not the Obama poster. We will not do that today.
But Tammy was more than a media personality. She was beloved for her warmth and genuine relationships in person with community members across the region. And on Saturday, July 20th, Tammy Holland passed away after a three-year battle with cancer. She was 53 years old. Her death sent shockwaves across St. Louis. Social media feeds throughout the week have been filled with reflections and fond memories from friends, family, and fans mourning her loss. Gabrielle Hayes is a PBS NewsHour correspondent and the vice president of the St. Louis chapter of the National Association of Black Journalists. She shared that Tammy was like a mentor who shared words of wisdom and friendship.
One of my favorite memories with her is a message she sent me on my birthday this year, actually, and she told me to do whatever I want in this life, whether it's birthdays, dreams, to do what I want to live. And I, that has stuck with me for a long time, and it will stick with me for a long time. The city was so much better with her in it. She was an amazing human being, and I just want people to know that she was such a big light to so many of us. She paved the way for so many of us, and I'm incredibly sad that she's gone, but I'm really grateful that I knew her.
St. Louis's Mayor Tishara Jones wrote on Facebook that the first key to the city she presented went to Tammy. Jones declared September 23rd Tammy Holland Day. The mayor considered Tammy a sister friend.
My fondest memory of Tammy was when we tried to start a group of young women getting together called Plan B. And the name sounds just like it is, like making sure that women have a Plan B when all else fails. What I'm going to miss about her the most is her smile, her fashion sense, and her giggle, and her love for her daughter, Meadow. No one went harder for their child than Tammy did for Meadow. And St. Louis is never going to be the same after her absence.
Talent manager and darkroom director Alonzo Townsend met Tammy through their mutual friend, Kevin Johnson. He said he'll miss her ability to walk into any room and light it up.
And I don't even know, sometimes he probably didn't even have the intention of lighting the room up, but she did. And that's really special. I think it's a tool that God gives a select few to be able to touch and resonate with people immediately and give them the lift of spirit and the touch of gold, a spiritual gold, you know, and that's what she's been. That's what she's been to so many people in it.
Joining me in the studio are two of Tammy Holland's longtime friends, former colleagues, and media veterans. Erica Parr is an author, a media personality, and the former producer of The Tony Scott Show with Tammy Holland. Erica, welcome to St. Louis on the Air.
Thank you.
Tony Scott is the former co-host of The Tony Scott Show with Tammy Holland and is currently afternoon host at 96.3 WFUN The Lou. Tony, welcome to you as well.
Thank you, Elaine. Thank you so much.
And I want to share my condolences with each
Appreciate
of you.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, the three stories that we just heard are a few of hundreds of reflections folks have been sharing since Tammy's passing last weekend. And you two were some of the first to meet Tammy at the start of her incredible career. Erica, share with us a little bit about when you first started working alongside Tammy. What was she like? And how did you work together as producer and host?
Oh, sure. Yeah. So Tony has the longer history, right? So I came in as the first ever producer. It's Tony's show. Tammy was already in place. Guy Tori, who we heard at the top of the interview, was also in place. And I came in and was welcomed into the fold. I was the producer. And then over time, I became on air with them. And so I feel like I was like the little sister. the last of the Mohicans, if you will. So yeah, Tammy, like I think Alonzo said it in that piece, and I told your producer, she was always fully herself. And I don't necessarily know if everybody can say that, but she was always just living in the actual very moment to moment, second to second. She was there.
Yeah.
She was fully herself.
And Tony, you had already been on the air for some time before you started working with Tammy, given what Erica has just described about the full self Tammy that she came to know. I mean, how was it that you met Tammy and what is it that stood out about her to you?
Well, Tammy started as my intern. Mark Clark, one of my former co-hosts, found her, I think, the broadcast center or something, and brought her in, and she became my intern. And Tammy caught on very well to everything. She could catch on very quickly to things. And so she fit right in. And once the internship was over, I think she had moved on to a radio, full-time radio job on air. And she was also doing some stuff on Channel 5 overnights, and she was doing her thing. And I think, I'm not sure before or after she started in radio, that she was actually a flight attendant.
Oh, I think I vaguely remember
that. Yeah, so she did all that. And then we were putting together a new show, and they tried to hire a TV reporter, TV anchor on Channel 4, but she wanted like a lot of money. And I didn't care. I mean, that's not my money, so I didn't care, but they couldn't pay that. It was just crazy. So my general manager asked me about, you know, what about Tammy? And I was like, well, what about Tammy? And he's like, about as your co-host. I'm like, yeah. Sure, let's make it happen. If you can make it happen, let's do it, right? So we were able to make it happen, and from there we hired Guy, then we hired Erica, and then we just rolled, and it was a pleasure going to work every day. But the one thing about Tammy that a lot of people I'm sure know is Tammy, as Erica kind of said, she's very authentic, right? And what you saw is what you got from her, and that was just how she was, and she loved to make people laugh. And she had no problem laughing at herself. She had no problem laughing at me, you know. And she loved to do that, which was all good. But she was very special that way, because in radio you get a lot of people with egos and they're just full of it and stuff like that.
She wasn't
really like that.
Okay, and she was a flight attendant before.
Yeah,
she started in radio, so she was in the air, on the air in many different ways.
Yeah, in a lot of different ways. Yeah, like I think when she started with me as an intern, I don't know, she was 20 years old.
She was young and a quick study.
Yeah.
So we've heard many people describe Tammy Holland as a friend, a mentor, a sibling. And there's something special, I think, about working in media where your colleagues really can become family. I certainly have experienced that at a couple of different places. So, Erica, you said that she was a friend and a mentor. Is that something that, you know, you think that she was going for, or did she just naturally exude that kind of energy?
No, I don't think it was ever anything that we kind of discussed. It was just Tammy was herself. And when you are around people who are themselves fully that way, if you are aware and self-aware, you have to pay attention. mm-hmm. right? You just you watch and you see and things. And like, I love that you just said she was on the air, in the air. And I will also add, she was in the clouds.
Mm-hmm.
Tammy, like, I remember once, I guess she lost a bet to you and Shu, yeah. who was also like a producer or mm-hmm. audio guy. He was there and she wore a swimming suit or like mm-hmm. a gymnastic suit or something. Oh, yeah. And so she had to go on rollerblades outside. She had a helmet on. I think it was a purple suit. It was freezing outside.
It was dead of winter.
Yeah, and people came and saw her or whatever. So, like, that's what I mean. Like, you didn't have to – I was their producer. I didn't have to coerce her too much. Mm. She was at the ready.
Okay.
yeah. You know, so that's – So, yeah, she just was herself. And right. what else can you be in this life, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I tried to talk her out of doing that. I told her, you can have a pass. It's too cold outside. She said, no, I'm going to do it. I said, okay. And she did it. And she was on rollerblades, roller skates. And she skated around in the parking lot around the building with a bathing suit on. And uh-huh.
She must have skated fast if it was cold.
But there were a lot of people out there that morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Tony, even though you were her senior sort mm-hmm. of in experience, were there lessons that you learned from her on the job or maybe just in everyday life?
No, I didn't learn a damn thing. No, I'm just kidding. No, you know what? She did teach me, you know, really how important it is to be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And just you are who you are. And I think Tammy probably helped make me, for many years, I was not comfortable in my own skin. Right? For over half my life.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I think that she was a big help in making me feel comfortable in my skin. Because seeing her, how comfortable she was in hers, and said, well, I can do that, you know? And it really helped. And it's funny because sometimes we did afternoons for a while, and we would be together for 5 hours, and then we would get off, and we'd be in the parking lot for 45 more minutes talking, and then she says, you know, I got to go get Meadow, you know, but we would talk even more once we were done talking for 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we were just we were close like that. So.
Yeah.
You know, it was a moment in time. I put me, Tony, and Guy in a group text because we are the only ones that know that synergy that intimately, and so it just. Like he says, you know, I was the producer, so I was really buttoned up. I'm kind of an A-type personality. I hate when people misspell Tammy's name, even on social media right now. I'm like, I cringe. I don't know if I always realized the synergy and the moments that I was living when we were all working together, because I just mm-hmm. wanted everything to be so right. And I guess what if I learned anything from her in that time, it was like, just go full out. Like, yeah, she made fun of him. She made fun of me. Mm-hmm. We made fun of each other. It was all fun. It was just a very special time.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about Tammy Holland, who passed away this past weekend after a 3-year battle with cancer. We're speaking with Erica Parr, who's an author, media personality, and former producer of The Tony Scott Show with Tammy Holland, and with Tony Scott, who's afternoon host at 96.3 WFUN The Lou, and former co-host of The Tony Scott Show with Tammy Holland. We'd also like to invite you to this conversation. Share your reflections and memories of Tammy Holland with us. Give us a call at 314-382-8255. That's 382-TALK. You can send us a note at X on X at STL on Air, or email us at talk@stlpr.org. We need to take a very quick break, but we'll be back shortly to continue this conversation. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.
Welcome back.
Let's continue our conversation about the life and legacy of Tammy Holland, beloved media personality and community leader who passed away last Saturday after a 3-year battle with cancer. We're speaking with two of Tammy's friends and former colleagues, Tony Scott and Erica Parr. We also have a story, Erica, that you shared, I think, with our producer, and it has to do with a bear.
Tony, do you remember this? So we used to do these road shows in the morning. We had a morning show, and so we would go to different community sites and do our broadcast from there. And this particular day, we were at Harris Stowe State University, and it might have been around homecoming, so it was kind of cold outside, and Tony and Tammy were in a trailer. And I had this brown fur coat on. It was a hideous, it didn't even resemble like real fur. That's okay. How bad it was. And it was brown. And I was walking down Market organizing some things as producers do. And Tammy, that's my daughter. Tammy goes, there's a bear walking down Market. And I was the bear.
Oh my gosh.
And so the visual, right? Theater of the mind. So everybody, you know, laughed at that. And that was funny because mm-hmm. she was that person, you know.
Yeah. So again, we want to hear reflections and memories of Tammy Holland from you, listeners. Give us a call at 314-382-8255. That's 382-TALK. And speaking of callers, we have Tamara, who's calling in from St. Louis with a story about Tammy and Tony talking about surviving abuse. Tamara, welcome to St. Louis on the Air.
Thank you so much. Happy Thursday to you all, to you and to Tony, Uncle Tony, and to AP. Happy Thursday, y'all.
Happy Thursday.
So I wanted to share with you all briefly. This is Tamara, and Tammy and I share the same birthday, May 20th. So that has always been like something that we always played with each other and bantered with each other with throughout her times of living here in St. Louis. And though we did not know each other personally, we knew each other just amicably through the streets. There was one particular time when Uncle Tony and Tammy were doing a discussion is when you guys were in the afternoon show. Mm-hmm. And whatever the topic of abuse that it was about, I remember calling in, and it was the first time that I had ever publicly stated how I was a survivor and overcomer of being molested from in family, and how I had grown up ostracized in family while still being such a public bright light. And when I shared that story with you all, excuse me for being emotional, because this will only be the second time that I've only publicly said that out loud. But when I shared it, I remember from back then how kind Tammy was with her non-judgment of my circumstance, from her knowing me in a public space of the street, so to speak, but never knowing that privately about me, and how she received that information that you guys did on the radio that day, Tony, and you were so loving and kind to me as a black male. You didn't know how much I needed that. And just for you saying, because the question was, could you forgive someone who had molested you or trespassed against you? And my commentary was about how I had been still in family caring for my abuse. So when I shared that with you all of having overcome that situation and how that demonstration that I was doing wasn't about me, it was about trying to show a grace that I didn't even know I had, you guys were so receptive. Tammy was so loving and kind. And I just am going to miss her so much and so grateful that not only being a twin birthday, that she always held out grace for others. And I'm just so grateful that she held that even for me. You understand? Mm-hmm. She didn't even know me then like she knows me now. But even back then when I shared that with you all and Tony, you all were so receptive and not judgmental of me for still being trying to forge relationships in a family being abused. So I just wanted to share that reflection of Tammy for the grace and the space that she was holding out for black women even back then.
Tea, that's
and I
very
just
nice.
Wanted to share that with you all today.
Wow.
So happy Thursday to you all. I love you so much, Tony. AP already knows I love her.
I love you too.
And I'm just grateful that you all had this conversation. I just happened to be driving and clicked on to one of my favorite stations, St. Louis Public Radio, and heard you all talking and called in. So this is all wow. random.
What do you do?
I love you. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Tamara, thank you so much for calling and sharing such a personal story. Clearly, Tammy had a power when it came to making feel like people were being seen, that she was accepting them. And that they were not strangers. We received an email from 9PBS CEO Amy Shaw, and she wrote, "I didn't know Tammy well, but I adored her, and every time I saw her, it was like it had been 5 seconds since we saw each other. She was warm, funny, and beautiful inside and out. I last saw her in 2019 when she was nominated for an Emmy. She was a star." Please give us a call with your reflections and memories of Tammy Holland. We're at 382-TALK. Again, that's 314-382-TALK. Erica.
I just want to say something about what Tamara just said, too. That was she just, when she just called in and she used to call in all the time, our listeners are family,
mm-hmm.
right? So she was happy day. I know exactly who she is. You know, that's what we called her. She would always say, you know, happy Thursday or happy whatever the day was. And she was family. Tammy was so St. Louis, and St. Louis loved our show. They loved Tammy. There's, when I saw, just going down my social media feed, every post was about Tammy, pictures of Tammy. So she loved her community, and I just love the fact that Tamara just called in and said that, because that was the essence of the synergy that we had in radio, and mm-hmm. that's exactly what it was.
Mm-hmm. We also have Eric, who is calling from University City. Eric, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot. I've been listening to your show. I never knew Tammy, but you guys have a great opportunity, and I'd like to ask you the question, could you carry on the show for Tammy and make it the great sense of community that we all need by bringing people together, letting them tell their story? And it's part of the blue zones of living a long life mm-hmm. with people having a sense of community, connection, and have a purpose of life. Challenging you and asking you a question, will you carry on that tradition in St. Louis and make it, help to make it the best community that we can make it by continuing to call it the Tammy Show and then bringing people together to do just what she did for so many years?
Eric, thank you so much for calling in. So that question of, you know, how do we continue the mm-hmm. Tammy tradition, mm-hmm. you know, her legacy? Tony, how will you be doing that?
I have no idea. No, I to me, it's kind of hard to because Tammy and I were completely, totally different people. And that's probably why it worked. Where, you know, she was outgoing and she was open and things like that. And I'm very shy and I don't speak a lot when I'm not working on the radio. And I tend to stay to myself and I'm perfectly happy doing nothing, where she had to do everything, which worked for us because she could share her experiences and I could listen. And so, but I mean, to carry on her message and all that, sure, we can do that. We can always amplify that which needs amplifying. That can always be done. I don't think I'll put it like this. We would do her a great disservice trying to be Tammy Holland 2.0,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
Because there was only one, and there's only going to be one. And for me, you know, I mean, I won't even try and fill her shoes. But mm-hmm. I see what Eric was talking about as far as the spirit of what she was about. Absolutely, we should find a way to carry that on. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, most of St. Louisans, whether they're here in the area or maybe living elsewhere, I mean, they felt close to Tammy because she was such a dynamic professional on the airwaves and then also hosting for radio and television. But she's someone that that people also felt connected to, even if they were not here. Brittany Forrest is a marketing professional who moved to St. Louis from Chicago in 2016, and she shared that she was instantly drawn to Tammy Holland's voice and her perspective.
She has a great big personality that is so relatable, so approachable, that you just felt like she was like your radio friend. Like, okay, I'm listening to Tammy Holland. What she got to say today? I can't wait to hear what she has to say. And as a person that is a young professional within the media marketing space and has aspirations of being a media personality, I quickly saw her as an influence. I saw her as a role model and something I aspire to be. And then I quickly learned when I moved here how her presence is so known. First, I would hear her on the radio, then I'll see her everywhere. It's just, she was just such an amazing person.
Now, Tammy served as an inspiration for younger media professionals in St. Louis, especially Black women. We heard from Gabrielle Hayes at the top of the show, and producer Maya Norfleet has shared similar sentiments with me, you know, in preparation for today's conversation. Tammy was a huge role model for, you know, just the way that she engaged with people when she was out and about, as well as when she was behind whatever mic or in front of a screen. Did Tammy ever talk about that and how she viewed her role among younger generation, you know, media professionals who were coming up, Erica?
I don't think she ever verbally talked about it. It was just when she was out, like, I remember telling Maya the story. So I never had the goal of being on air. It just, I wanted to be a producer. And then it just slowly became where I was a part of the fold and I became on air. So me going out and meeting people and they would know who I was jarring. Like, how do you know me? Mm-hmm. Like, and we had such a family unit in that studio with those two windows overlooking 40 at our station back across from Forest Park. We had such a family that we would just talk freely. And sometimes I would forget that I would tell certain stories. So when the public would come up and talk to me about it, I'm like, how do you even know that?
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. So, you know.
Yeah, but that all comes from her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so, and I remember when people, it took me a while to feel comfortable embracing people or letting my guard down, because I'm thinking, you're a stranger. But Tammy, she had been doing it for such a long time. And mm-hmm. I think it's also just a part of her personality. She didn't ever have that problem. I remember her like hugging and holding hands with strangers that she didn't know. And I'm like such a germaphobe. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, do we have hand sanitizer? You know, like,
right,
but
right.
She didn't care. She just would hug them and embrace them and like take pictures with them cheek to cheek. Mm-hmm. And I just thought that was beautiful. And I learned in radio through Tony. Tony probably doesn't realize that he taught me this as well. And Tammy obviously taught me, you know, just to be in my body in the moment. And these people are family. Mm-hmm. I don't know them necessarily. I might not know their names, but they are family. And when we did events and big events and we would get on those stages and Tammy would get the mic and Tony would get the mic and Guy and me, it was a family reunion, mm-hmm. no matter what. So that's the essence of who Tammy was.
Right. Before we came back from the break, Tony, you had said that, like, you can't believe that she's not here.
Mm-hmm.
What was it about her that makes you feel that way?
Well, I think it's just Tammy. It's just Tammy's in this world, and Tammy mm-hmm. was making a difference, and Tammy was herself. And I think, to your point about role models and stuff, I think she just led by example, right? And she just lived her life, and people grasped that because they knew it was real.
Mm-hmm.
As far as me, I just can't imagine Tammy not being around. It never occurred to me when she announced that she had cancer 3 years ago. It never crossed my mind that she would not beat it. Because that's how strong she seemed to me.
Right.
Right? And even, I spoke about this on my show, even when she went into hospice, I was like, well, maybe there's a miracle, you know? Still not really ready to accept the fact that the end was coming. And mm-hmm. once she's gone, it kind of dawned on me that maybe, and I'll never know this, none of us will ever know this, maybe the miracle was it she lived to her daughter's 18th birthday.
Oh, definitely. 18th birthday and that Meadow graduated. And that was what she wanted.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you know.
And it's funny because when I heard that she was on hospice, I was like, well, wait a second. That's for, like, it didn't click that that's a short term. Because I'm thinking, hospice doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Like, why would she be on hospice?
And,
because
and then in my mind, I'm thinking, Jimmy Carter been in hospice for over a year,
yes,
right? So
it's
like, you know,
true.
So maybe she'll get better, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's just, yeah.
Uh-huh. And Meadow, her daughter, mm-hmm. was mentioned by Mayor Tashara Jones. How much was being a mother something that showed up in the way that she cared for people, Erica?
I think, like Tony says, she just did it by example. And if you go through Meadow's page or Tammy's page, you're going to see that she's the mom of Meadow MGM, right? I remember mm-hmm. when she was choosing her name, like MGM, like in stars, you know, like Hollywood. I remember that clearly. And Meadow's beloved, mm-hmm. you know, and my heart goes out to her and the family. And I can only share my condolences because I don't know what that feels like, mm-hmm. you know. And I just know when the last time me and Tammy interacted, we were texting, and I was just like, you know, give me Meadow's info. Let's just like, as a mother myself, if I knew that I was facing what Tammy was facing, it would bring me the most solace to know that my daughter would be taken care of. Mm-hmm. That's the hardest part. I can't imagine, you know. So I wanted Tammy to know that whatever she needed me to do, or what her sister needs me to do, or what Meadow needs me to do, you know, she to know that you are leaving your baby. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's hard to put that into words. Yeah, that's tough. And see, I had a chance to know Tammy before Meadow, right? I knew her for many years mm-hmm. before she had Meadow, and then afterwards. And it was like a natural transformation for her because she was so authentic, and she was going to have this baby, and she was going to love this baby. And it was flawless how she did that. And she also made the community part of, I mean, when she was pregnant with Meadow, she created the city's biggest baby shower.
We did a community baby shower.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. Okay.
And that was something that she wanted to do. And she, you know, and so she included everybody. Everybody was with her the entire journey, as they were on this last journey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So in our final minute, I mean, so many people in St. Louis love Tammy or are missing her. In what ways did Tammy's love for St. Louis show up in her work and day-to-day life, Tony?
It showed up every day when we worked together. We always talked about stuff in St. Louis, always made it a point to make St. Louis a part of our show. And I think that's what stood us out from some of the syndicated shows, is that we were local.
Right.
And she could reference different parts around St. Louis because she grew up here.
Right.
So I think that was part of it.
She was from Normandy. She would let you know that. She knew all the eateries, the local restaurants. Before we had these social media reviewers of restaurants, Tammy knew where to go get the good food. You know, so she was so St. Louis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So feeding people with her talents and just love for St. Louis.
And literally, she loved to eat.
It sounds like a great way to celebrate her.
Yeah.
Erica Parr is an author, media personality, and former producer of The Tony Scott Show with Tammy Holland. And Tony Scott is afternoon host with 96.3 WFUN The Lou and co-hosted The Tony Scott Show with Tammy Holland. Tony and Erica, thank you so much for joining us today. And again, my condolences to you.
Thank you, Eileen.
Thank you.
This episode was produced by Maya Norfleet.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Dorr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.